This year, Raven Chacon became the first Native American composer to win the Pulitzer Prize for Music. Karen Michelle tells us more about him and his work.
Raven Chacon's work encompasses music. He's both a composer and a performer, and visual art as well. Now in his mid-40s, Chacon is the first Native American composer to be awarded the Pulitzer Prize for Music. It's a distinction he embodies and a category he resists.
No, I'm not an indigenous composer. I'm not sure I know what that means.
Though he is indigenous, Diné, Navajo, originally from Chinle, Arizona. Before his family moved to Albuquerque, New Mexico, he'd hang around with his grandfather, who'd always be singing in Diné.
So for me, that has to be an influence somewhere.
As a child, Chacon took piano lessons, played guitar, and later studied music composition, ultimately developing his own style of graphic scores.
I don't quote Diné music, or I'm not one to use the rhythms or modalities of the tribe that I come from. I'm more interested in making a music that I've never heard, with the faith that every music I've ever heard is going to emerge out of that. I'm interested in sound and music being this carrier of concept and narrative and dissonance. And by dissonance, I don't mean sonic dissonance. I mean these kinds of contradictions that we have in our own ideas about who we are or the land that we are on, the spaces that we occupy when we go to pray or go to learn or go to gather.
Places of protest, of celebration, of prayer among them, whether outdoors in the Southwest or indoors in the Midwest.
It seems to rise up out of the ground.
Composer John Luther Adams is a previous winner of the Pulitzer Prize for Music.
A voiceless mass stood out. It grabbed me by the ears, twisted a little bit, and it held me, and I kept coming back to it because it was a singular voice. It didn't sound like anything else we heard.
Adams was on the jury that awarded this year's prize for Raven Chacon's composition, Voiceless Mass.
It's music that sounds to me as though it's deeply rooted in the earth and in the elemental power of sound to touch us and to move us.
Voiceless Mass was composed for the Cathedral of St. John the Evangelist in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, for their annual Thanksgiving concert, a day Chacon usually makes a point of not presenting his work. This commission was an exception that he took as an opportunity to reflect on history.
Voiceless Mass wants to bring attention to the Catholic Church and the way that the Catholic Church has suppressed voices throughout its presence here in the Americas. That was my motivation for writing the piece, and therefore I decided there would be no voice in the piece at all.
In contrast, Chacon's three video works included in the recent Whitney Biennial exhibition in New York focused on the voice and the messages it carries. Three women representing different nations sing in their indigenous language, standing at sites where violence upon the land has taken place. Mining, river dam, massacre. Each plays a snare drum as she sings.
Under normal circumstances, this would be a traditional drum, a drum with a animal hide. But these songs use a snare drum, which is the symbol of the American military, the cavalry.
Chacon often uses percussion as a key element. In Being Future Being, a work he composed to accompany a performance by Yupik choreographer Emily Johnson, it's matches. In other work, Chacon has a musician wielding an axe, chopping wood as part of the score.
I think it's a bit of an experiment to see how this American history can be told through these instruments, through the chopping of wood, through the lighting of matches, and how that might sound different in Houston, Texas, than it does in Los Angeles. And for me, that change in the sound is a part of telling that story of the country.
Given Raven Chacon's extensive touring schedule, it's fortunate he says he can compose on an airplane, telling more stories of the country from a different perspective. For Here and Now, I'm Karen Michelle.